It is so relevant to be talking about intelligent design right now because it is in the forefront of the minds of many people. It's in the news. And recently, Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean on Sunday's CBS program Face the Nation actually called Bush anti-science because Bush said, I think that part of education is to expose people to different schools of thought. You're asking me whether or not people ought to be exposed to different ideas? And the answer is yes. Of course, according to Howard Dean, who was the former governor of Vermont, he's a doctor, he now says Bush, because of his remarks, is anti-scientific. And he went on to say there's no factual evidence for intelligent design. Now, this is another example of a key public figure making a dogmatic assertion without providing a defensible argument. This is mere rhetoric. And instead of being an open-minded person, as Bush is, saying, look, we ought to be exposed to different ideas, he wants to practice science with a closed mind. Bush wants open-minded science, science with an open mind, and Dean wants closed-minded science. And he is part, he's on the vanguard of a whole group of fundamentalists. That really is what he is. He's an idiosyncratic brand of fundamentalist who wants to make dogmatic assertions. He wants to reject the supernatural prior to examination. Bush is not anti-science. He wants to follow the facts and see where the evidence eventually leads us. The factual evidence for intelligent design is overwhelming. DNA, biochemistry, origin of life, fossil record, origin of the universe, fine-tuning. In fact, astrobiologists recognize a large list of factors that are necessary to support life. Their convergence here in our world can't be explained away by chance. Strength of the force of gravity, speed of light, balance of protons to electrons, distance of Earth from the sun, size of the moon, Earth's place in the solar system, properties of liquid water. If any of these parameters were altered slightly, complex life would not be possible. We need to be on the vanguard of being able to answer this kind of rhetoric from bastions of learning and positions of power in the United States. We need to give a good answer. When someone says something like this, you ought to have an answer. And again, that's why I'm recommending The Case for a Creator, the student edition. It's plenty complex for an adult, but I love the way it's laid out, and it's only $8.99. We also made a package so you can give this away to other people as well.